This is the first ever over-the-counter birth control pill. This pill will be coming to all CVSs in April, produced by Opill, and has been approved by the FDA with a 98% chance of working.
We wanted to see how students and staff felt about it. We first got the opinion of the school health aide, Emily Brown.
I think that it could be a good thing in certain circumstances.
Now we asked how some mothers felt.
I really don't know how to feel about it, but I don't know if I would be against it or with it because, there's just a lot of issues about teens having sex so young.
Well, I don't think it's a very good idea for young people because it will give them the freedom to think that they can.
Now we asked how people felt about Opill having no age limit on this birth control to buy.
I don't like that.
Why?
Because I don't think that it should be available to certain ages. I think that there should be age restriction. Be more regulated by age.
And if they don't have an age limit, we can have 9-year-olds going out and getting freaking birth control.
I think that they should probably put a minimum age on it, just because you probably don't want like a 12-year-old going out and getting this on their own. But I do also think that it's a good idea to let some adult know that you're taking a new medication just in case you have a reaction or something.
I feel like there could be less pregnancies for the age limit, but honestly, you never know.
As we gave more information about Opill, they started to have their own questions.
Number one, what happens with STDs? Has anyone brought that up? Because we're going to rampantly be out there having as much sex as we want because, we're not worried about getting pregnant.
People are going to react to it differently, and maybe this is not meant for some people's bodies.